Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and you're listening to MidWatch with the Rev. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to our show today here at Rev Media Network. We're on MidWatch with the Rev. We've been doing this show for practically since 2004. It's evolved to something else. It used to be a 30-minute, 15-minute show, and then 15-minute show, 30-minute show, and then now it's an hour. And I've contemplated doing 2 hours, but with my schedule and those that know me, it's very, 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 very difficult to try and get that long of a show running. We'd have to definitely get as many guests as we can on there. Just trying to get things together here today. We have a little bit of computer issues. One of my main broadcasters are making some weird humming. So after this broadcast, prayingly goes well, we have Mr. Guy Nolan joining us on the show in just a few minutes. We're gonna have him on here in about 10 minutes or so. And we're going to talk on the second segment with him about what he does. And he is actually one of works with the Salvation Army Vision Network. He is actually, I believe, the president of that. And he runs that for them. And he's a fifth-generation Salvationist, Salvation Army guy. And we're going to talk to him about all that information. And I'm sure he's going to give you some interesting things. Anything time you talk about helping the needy, helping those that are out there. There's so many things. So many things that we can be involved in and so many ministries that we can help in. It's always good to stay informed with what current ministries are doing and how they're doing things. And I'm just excited that we're able to have them on the air with us pretty soon. And we're going to be able to do some amazing, amazing things in faith. After we hear that, we want y'all to think about giving and supporting. We all know the Salvation Army. We've all seen the red kettles. We've all seen the commercials of feeding homeless. Anytime you see the two things you always see at a disaster is the Red Cross and the Salvation Army. So it's interesting to have someone that's on here that's going to be talking about something new they're doing to reach those that are online. And that's Salvation, SAVN.TV. That stands for Salvation Army Vision Network. And I just looked at it. I thought it looked nice. I thought it was one of the best sites that I've seen with media on there and social media added to it. And it looked very familiar to like a live stream, Ustream, but with a WordPress touch to it. And we're going to be offering something similar to that with Rev Media TV. But I'm just excited about how it looked and how they put that together and the things that are on there. Well, I'm going to let him tell you about that. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. Again, that is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. And our email is david@revmedianetwork.com. david@revmedianetwork.com. Please email me. Let me know your prayer request, and we will definitely, definitely be very excited about answering them and, you know, praying for them and believing for God for the answers. We love when God answers. And we're just excited that God is doing some amazing things this last couple of days. I have been extremely busy helping my pastor, my pastor and one of my goodest best friends, I guess, and a real good friend of mine, helping him go back and forth to some stuff that he had to take care of personally and get into some appointments, doctor's appointments, and back and forth. And you know, you're never too far up in any chain or letter or ladder, chain letter. No, we don't do chain letters. Any ladder to know how to serve. You got to have a servant's heart on you at all times. You got to have a servant's heart on you and a servant's attitude in everything that you do. No matter what, you have to be able to be that one person that people can count on, that they can call to serve. All the time. There's no difference between you and me. And if you don't have a servant's heart, you're not going to move far. I believe the reason that God has done so much in our life, in our ministry, is because we've approached everything with the servant's heart. In fact, last night I was at a church just helping them. They called me to help look at some of the video stuff, and we've been talking about things that we're going to try and mess with for their video and when they were ready for it. And, well, they just called me out of the blue on Wednesday and said, can you come tonight? And we want you to order all that equipment and stuff. And I really just put together a list of stuff that probably would help them that I've used before. And guess what? I'm becoming a media consultant. I'm becoming an expert in streaming audio, video and audio, which I hadn't realized that, but over the last 5 years, I have become some sort of a little knack to knowing how to do this stuff a little more than I did when I first started. And it's good. You know, media is media and social media are the cutting edge things here today that changes people's lives and that we look to. I mean, how many times do you go visit your Facebook account? How many times? I mean, I could tell you maybe once a day, twice a day, I would look at that. And I know there's people that just never leave it. They're growing crops and playing games on these games all the time on there. And they're all so busy in people's lives. I don't know why it's important that you know. I just ate a beautiful chicken sandwich and had some great pie at a restaurant that I've never been to at one time. And it's like, that's cool. But, you know, whatever floats your boat is what I tell everybody. And that's an old saying from the military. And it doesn't matter what we say and how we try and address it, the social media is here to stay. It is something that everybody, it's only going to evolve more. It's only going to become more and more evolved. So it's interesting that our guest that's going to be on is going to talk about that a lot. And the Spirit is leading that way anyway, so we keep going on it. And I'm building a WordPress-type site for our station and for our viewers and listeners can jump on and see. And we're going to be able to offer this to everyone that joins our network and just to take advantage of what's out there and to use the tools that people are using already. I told you before that I have friends in India and Africa that jump on Facebook and send me a message, instant message me all the time and tell me of the things that are happening in their lives and good morning, God bless you, or how was your day? And they're so excited that they can be in the middle of a jungle in India. And for those that have never been to India, I tell you what, it is hell. It is hell if you go all the way in. It is horrible sometimes because you got to go all the way in, and there's really not our comforts. We don't have, sometimes there's no internet to even connect to, Wi-Fi-wise. There's sometimes no internet to even plug into. I would say most of the time in the jungles and places that I go to, you're not going to find that. But if you have a cell phone, you can look at it. They can browse online, they can use their Facebook and Twitter accounts, they can post pictures in the middle of a jungle. So you tell me if it's going to ever leave. I don't think it will. I don't think it will. I'm not a huge fan of it, of social media and pushing stuff out. You know, I really enjoy just loving, letting God do all the promoting he wants to do, because sometimes I feel we're self-glorifying ourselves. But when you're doing a work and you want to let people know, well, you got to use the media. You have to use that. You have to let people know what's going on. And you have to, it's just what, it's today socially expected. You know, we can say that it's socially expected for you to be on Twitter or Facebook. And there was an old saying, I forget. I seen it on a show and it said, like, you're so 80s. And now it's like you're so 90s, but beyond that, you're so 2000s. I don't know what the saying would be today, but I would tell you this for sure, that it is a very, very, very important thing to keep up with ministries today. And there were so many things that are out there. It's important to let people know what you're doing, because there's a lot of hurting people. And I seen their site. And again, it's SAVN.TV. And that it's just Salvation and basically SAVN.TV. And you're going to see some videos on there that's going to help talk to you. And they have a chat rooms. They have instant messaging. They have everything on there that you would expect on a site. But just to push the gospel, to change people's lives, to help our hurting people. Sometimes I tell you the truth, on our radio station, our listening audience goes and increases overnight. In the United States, it increases overnight. And even overseas, it's increasing in the morning. People are searching. They go on there. They do Google searches, and they look for help. They look for help. They look for answers. And during this website that the Salvation Army just put together, seeing that website, and I'm sure by doing this, they're going to reach and they're going to reach people that they never could have reached, even if they had an army, a whole army. Get it, Salvation Army. Anyway, if they had an whole army knocking on every door, they would not reach the amount of people they can reach with just the web and a click of the button. and a click of the mouse. So I'm expecting some great things with this next interview, and we're excited. Again, Mr. Guy Nolan coming up. We're going to have him call in, and they're supposed to call in 11:30 or so, so we'll make sure we get that on for you. But for right now, we're just going to go ahead and go to a break. We'll be right back in just a few minutes.
One Impact Live. There is one God. You are one person. You have one impact. Join us today to change the world. This is your life. What are you going to do?
Is God trying to get your attention? Is he trying to tell you or teach you something? Welcome to One Impact Live. I'm Terry Squires, and you've just tuned in to the 5-Minute Radio Show that will impact your life and the lives around you. You know, I'll never forget years ago, a long, long time ago, when my 3 sons were little boys and I was raising them as a single mom. Not the situation I ever expected to be in. But as we all know, life has its ups and downs, turns and twists. But even in the midst of my life-changing time, God continued to bless and provide for us. But I had this attitude that I could do all things. But God quickly showed me my prideful heart. You see, I was expecting a payment for a book project I was working on, and the check was late. Day after day, the check just wouldn't come. And then I started to worry about how I was going to make ends meet. You know, with 3 little boys, we were always running out of milk and food. After a few days that went by, I finally asked a sweet man down the road who owned a small country store. His name was Pete. If I could go ahead and pick up a few things for the boys. It was one of the most difficult things I ever had to do. Well, maybe not one of the most difficult things I had to do. But it was definitely a humbling experience. You know, Pete became my angel, and he opened his entire store to me, and it gave him so much joy to help me and my sons. You know, the very next day my check arrived, Jesus taught me through this situation that it wasn't all about the things that I could do on my own, but it was all about him. He reminded me in Philippians 4:13 that I can do all things through him who gives me strength. He humbled my heart. I used to think that if I asked help from someone else, it showed my weakness. It showed my inability. But God gives us angels like Pete, our friends and our family, to help us through the difficult times. Listen to me. It's an insult to steal the joy from others who want to reach out and to make an impact in your life. Are you like me years ago? Are you struggling? Do you need help? And are you afraid to reach out to others? Let go and let God. Let go of that pride and let God provide for you. Don't steal the joy of others who are willing to help you. There will be another time in your life when the tables will turn, and then you'll be able to help someone else. You'll make that one impact in the life of another person, and it will bring you so much joy. The I can do all things myself attitude will change to I can do all things through him that gives me strength. If you have any questions or comments, I'd love to talk with you. My website is www.terrysquires.com. And if you're wanting to make a life-changing impact in the lives of others, please check out my new One Impact Bible published by Zondervan. It's all about our one true God who knows you, loves you, and sees you. Please never forget that. It's also about the one person you are in Christ and your one relationship with him. And lastly, it's about how to make your one impact in this world that will reach millions. So until next time, I'm Terry Squires. Don't forget to make your one impact.
Welcome back to the show, and we have Mr. Guy Nolan on the line with us. We're going to introduce you to him right now. Say hello to everybody, Guy.
Hey, how's it going?
Amen. Well, hey, we got him on the air the other day. We just had a mix up and stuff, but he's with us now. So praise God. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Guy, before we jump into everything that you do.
Well, I am a writer and director in Hollywood, and have a master's degree in screenwriting, and I teach young minds at a local film school here in L.A. And I head up the Salvation Army Vision Network for the Salvation Army Western Territory.
Amen. Now, you're a fifth generation. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm a fifth generation Salvationist. And a lot of people don't really understand what the Salvation Army is. And so I kind of have to explain that first, David. The Salvation Army is a church organization, and most people just know it as a charity. But we've been around for, almost 150 years now. Started in England by a man by the name of William Booth, who was a Methodist minister. And he basically saw the hurting humanity out there, and the poor and the destitute, and figured out that, you know, you can't deliver the gospel message to somebody who's too tired, too hungry, too cold, or too addicted. So he started the Salvation Army, and the basic gist was, hey, let's get them fed, let's get them clothed, let's get a roof over their head, let's get them sober, and then they'll be open to accepting the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's how the Salvation Army Social Services was born. And that's kind of as our brand has kind of taken over. But the root of what we do is helping people in order to deliver the message of Jesus Christ, and we are, in fact, a church organization. And so we've been around for a long time, and my great-great-grandparents were Salvation Army ministers.
Really? Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So and then it's – now, who's Joe Nolan? Is that your dad or brother? Or?
That's my father.
Okay, because I've seen him on some of the videos that you put together. Now, that is a wonderful video on that.
Oh, thanks.
I think it's just a 5-minute, 20-second one. It is really, really good. In fact, I'm going to play that with your permission on our broadcasting station for TV as well, just to get you some
– Oh, absolutely.
Just get some people in there to get involved, because it lets you know that the people are hurting. I was telling them just before we got on the air, I was talking to the – where do you see it a disaster? You always see Red Cross and Salvation Army.
That's right.
When it's cold, who is out there? Well, you always see Salvation Army with blankets and food. So,
That's right.
And this Salvation TV, SAVN TV. Tell us about that. It's tremendous what you're doing. I mean, you're going to be able to reach people that you normally, even if you had a whole army of people going through the city, you're going to reach people that are reaching out to find help that you've never seen before in your life, and nobody from the organization would go and even see them once, because they're all hidden on behind computers.
That's right. Well, you know, again, you know, one of the things, and you know, people know the Salvation Army for our brass bands, you know, and our street corner ministries. And again, the way that started was, again, you know, back in Victorian England, you know, there was no internet, there was no TV, there was no electricity. And so what people would do is they'd go out to the street corners, they'd go on the streets, and that's where they'd socialize, and they'd drink, and they'd, you know, talk with their friends and everything. And again, that's where William Booth said, well, you know, if we're going to deliver the gospel message, we need to go where the people are. And so they went out to the street corners with the brass bands, which were like the rock bands of the day. And they took old pub songs that people knew, and they changed the words to them to Christian lyrics. In fact, an old saying that William Booth had was, why should the devil have all the good tunes? And so that's what he did. And people would come from all around, and they had all kinds of converts. And William Booth called it the Church of the Open Air. And he went to the street corners because that's where the people were. And if we look at it today, you know, the generation that's coming up, the millennials, they're basically being weaned on the internet. And we have to look at this and say, well, we can't go out to the physical street corner anymore because people aren't out on the street corner anymore. So where are the people congregating? And quite frankly, they're congregating on the internet. The internet is the new, what we're calling the new cyber street corner. So we have to go to where the people are because, you know, I mean, let's face it, David, I mean, our generation of, you know, the boomers and the Gen Xers and the Gen Yers in 20 or 30 years are going to be dying off. And who do we have that are going to be coming up who are going to take over, you know, our belief systems and who are going to pass on the gospel and who are going to support organizations like the Salvation Army? It's going to be these millennials. And if we don't have a presence where they live, if they're not familiar with the gospel and with organizations like the Salvation Army, then we're going to be in real trouble. So we have to start really, really focusing on those street corners right now, and that's what Saving's all about.
Amen. Now, how long has the site been up now?
We launched our beta site back in June. We just came out of beta about 2 or 3 months ago, and so we're just, you know, we're still kind of working out the kinks, you know, of the site. You know, what we do is we've decided to, you know, really focus on what the Salvation Army does, which is social justice and social action issues. So we've kind of created this site where through media and the internet, people can come and they can find whatever social justice or social action issue that really resonates with them. And then they can take that media and they can share it throughout their social networking circles online and try and get people involved. And the idea is that once somebody physically gets involved, you know, we understand that most people aren't going to hit their knees in front of a computer screen and make a decision. So what we want to do is we want to have people figure out a way that people who aren't saved will have the opportunity to have that message delivered. And, you know, anybody, whether you're saved or not, wants to do good. They want to do good things for other people. So what we're doing is just providing that opportunity for them to actually physically get involved in some kind of an issue, a social action issue, you know, whether it's through the Salvation Army or otherwise, but, you know, particularly through the Salvation Army, if they get involved in something, feeding the homeless, human trafficking, addiction recovery, whatever the case may be, disaster relief, that through the Salvation Army, somebody's going to deliver the gospel message to them along the way. So that's kind of the idea, is get people excited about a cause, get them to get in physically involved, and then to deliver the gospel message.
You know, everybody recognizes the Salvation Army with the Red Kettles. Can you tell us a little bit about the Red Kettle campaigns?
Well, we got, you know, of course, yeah, you know, every Christmas you see our bell ringers standing outside the stores and ringing the bells. And basically what that is we have two arms of fundraising for our work. And it's the thrift stores and the Red Kettles. And basically what, you know, the money that goes into those kettles goes toward, you know, funding our organization and helping me because, well, I mean, let's face it, we feed a lot of people. We serve a lot of people. And, you know, and those services, unfortunately, aren't free. We get charged for food.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just give us food and clothing for the homeless and they don't, you know, just they don't pay our, you know, electric bills aren't free and, you know, and all the stuff that comes along with it. And so basically that's what and it also goes to our overseas services. In fact, what people don't realize is that the Salvation Army in the United States largely funds the rest of the world, of the Salvation Army and the rest of the world. Because, you know, quite frankly, the United States is where the money is. And so so we're a big contributor to funding the rest of the world. So when you put money into one of those kettles, you're probably, you know, feeding a child in Ethiopia or, you know, or saving a trafficking victim in Cambodia. You know, because that money goes out all over the world. You put something in one of those kettles, and it flies out to the rest of the world.
Amen. That's a great testimony just about the American people. That American people are good-hearted in nature, and they're givers.
Right.
I mean, they see something happen, they wanna help, and just even with the recent tragedies in the country lately, people just want to help. How can they help? Where can they fit in? Good.
And that's a good point though too, David, because you know we always talk about first world problems, you know, my iPhone that keeps running out of its battery. Oh, woe is me, you know. And we talk about first world problems, but, you know, but if you think about it, we are one of the countries that is in a unique position, that we're well off enough that we can stop thinking about our problems and actually concentrate on the problems of other people around the world. You know, that's a pretty unique position to be in. You know, because most people are just worried about feeding their children and not starving to death or contracting malaria or being, you know, shot by a regime or something. You know what I mean? Like, people have, like, real problems that they and the idea of stopping to help somebody else is, like, way out of their realm of thinking because they are so concentrated on self-preservation. They can't even fathom helping somebody else. And we are in a position here in the United States, in such a great country with freedoms, that we actually have the luxury of being able to stop and think about other people and find ways to help other people. I mean, that's just a wonderful testimony to our government and in our country.
Amen. Amen. Definitely. Now, there's some things people don't really know that you're fighting against, and that's human trafficking. Can you give us a little information on that?
Oh, yeah. We're doing Saving TV is doing a feature documentary about that very subject, about, you know, pornography and the human sex trade and the sex industry. We've got a huge battlefront that the Salvation Army is waging against with the anti-pornography movement and against the sex trade and human trafficking. And a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, human sex trafficking is not something that happens, you know, 5,000 miles away. You know, human sex trafficking is something that happens right next door. It's happening in this country. It's happening in first world countries. You know, in fact, you know, Great Britain, the United States and Canada and Australia and some of, you know, these first world countries are some of the biggest importers and exporters of human flesh. I mean, because quite frankly, again, we have the money, you know, to buy and sell human beings. And it takes all sorts of shapes and sizes and forms of this stuff. You know, I mean, it could be something as complicated as auctioning off human beings to something as simple as a little girl next door who's being sold by her father to his friends.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we hear those stories all the time. And you go, what? That's happening in our cities? Yeah, oh, yeah, you know. So, or, you know, we hear stories about parents who will sell their children to the next-door neighbor, literally sell them for $10,000. And then that child becomes, you know, just becomes a sex toy or whatever. And it's not just children either. You know, a lot of things that we're finding out is a lot of the working girls that are out on the streets are actually being trafficked. You know, some of them we find out are brought in from other countries. They're literally kidnapped and brought in from other countries. But some of them are born and raised here, and because of their abusive upbringing, have fallen into this pattern of abuse and have become, slaves. They've become trafficked victims, and they don't even know that they're being trafficked. You know, but they just know that they're living a life of misery and poverty and pain, and they don't know how to get out of it. There's no way for them to get out of it, and they have somebody, whether it be a pimp or somebody else, who's trafficking them. And they're literally working for nothing. They're getting nothing. And then on the other end of that are domestic trafficking. That's not just sex trafficking, but illegals that are being brought in who are being trafficked. That's something that's very common.
Wow.
You know, with domestic servants, you know, people being brought in from Mexico and being put to work as house servants or, you know, in the field, and they're not getting paid. And they're literally being trafficked, and they're being blackmailed into staying into working. They're being coerced. And these are people who are being trafficked. And men and women, it happens all the time. And it's just, it's a plague that's happening right inside of our own country right now.
Well, now, how does the Salvation Army help those?
Well, we have a whole human trafficking section. I mean, just about every city has some kind of a human trafficking department that works in finding that. The hard part is really getting these people to come forward.
Yeah.
And to say, hey, I need some help. So that's part of what we're doing with Sabin is trying to raise this awareness that, you know, number one, if you know somebody who's being trafficked, you know, here's all the information, you know, and take that information. And if you see somebody, if your next door neighbor has a maid that never seems to go outside, you know, poke your head over the fence and ask them if they're okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, or if you know, if you see this, you know, if you see a prostitute on the street, odds are, you know, probably about 99-1 that girl is being trafficked in one form or another. Like I said, she may not know it, but the odds are she is. And try and get them some help. If you are in the situation, again, you may not know it. So we're trying to raise the awareness and saying, so somebody watching goes, holy cow, I'm being trafficked. I need help. And so that's kind of what our media at Sabin TV is. We're trying to raise that awareness for people. And then at the Salvation Army, you know, if they call the number or they go to the site, they'll see all these different resources. And if they reach out, there will be somebody. And I'm telling you, our people, they go to the ends of the earth to help these victims. I mean, so far as finding legal representation, we've got one gal who runs our trafficking down in Orange County. She goes with them to court. She'll fly over to wherever, Thailand or wherever, to get their papers. I mean, like, she'll do whatever she can do to pull these people out of their trafficking. They find housing for them. We get them their papers. And finally, eventually, the idea is, especially with the immigrants that come in who are trafficked, we wind up getting their visas, getting their green cards for them, finding them places to stay, finding them jobs, getting them just anything that we can do to get them out of being trafficked.
That's awesome. You know, William Booth, he actually fought that same thing back in his time. I was reading a book with what he had to go through. You think sex traffic is new or trafficking people are new? No, that's been for a long time. It's been part of society and having a fight against that. So
the Salvation Army is one of the first organizations ever to do anything to fight sex trafficking. In fact, it was William Booth's son, Bramwell, who it was a funny story. I mean, he and the editor for the London Times.
Yes, that's who it was.
Decided to go into the one of the brothels down in London in the red light district and buy a girl, you know, out of slavery, just to prove that to the authorities that this was going on. They went down and bought a girl, and then the editor got arrested because he had broken the law by buying a human being. And so he actually went to jail, and Bramwell got off. But they were the first ones some of the first organizations to really champion this cause of fighting, human trafficking.
Yeah, in fact, I believe the editor moved his printing press to the Salvation Army because he had to put the...
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I read that story in a book, God's Generals. It had William Booth was highlighted in that book and by Robert Sleardon. And it had some amazing stories. And that's one thing I've noticed, and you've mentioned it right now, is everyone that works with you, I can't say everyone, but most people that work with your organization, they give it their all. I mean, they'll go to their own hurt to help people. And that's what I've seen in the history of the Salvation Army is people that are dedicated to serve and to get that person wherever they're at and get them out of there.
Right. Well, and it's not just about, you know, I think it's in the reason too, David, is because, you know, people, they have a higher calling. You know, most of the people who work with us and who do those kinds of things, that it's not for them, it's not a job, you know, it's a calling. In fact, we just came back from Edmonton, Canada, where there's a home up there that a couple of our ministers up there are running and helping with. That's just dedicated to getting former working girls off the street and giving them a new life and giving them a place to live. And these guys are just dedicated. You know, I mean, it's their lives. It's what they do. It's their calling. And when you have a higher calling, you know, you have a little bit more of initiative, I think, in getting the job done.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's amazing with all the stuff that's going on and everything. Tell us a little bit about the Get Involved button on your website.
Oh, that's a good one. Our Get Involved button, like I said, it's, you know, the whole point of what we're doing with Saving TV is to try and get people to share these causes within their social networking circles so that people that might not be saved might look at these and find these videos and want to get involved. So the Get Involved button is really important. And what happens is with any video that you share, say you find a video on disaster relief or addiction recovery, let's say addiction recovery, and you go, gosh, you know what, I have a brother who's really struggling with addiction. Maybe I'll share this video with him. And you send that over to your brother, John, and John takes a look at it and feels convicted and, you know, has finally hit his bottom and wants to get help. And he hits that Get Involved button. Up will pop every link that he can go to for Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center. Everywhere around him on a Google map will pop up, everywhere that he can go, including AA meetings or whatever in his area, that he can go and get help and he can get involved. Conversely, if you're somebody who just wants to get involved in helping with addiction recovery, you can go and you can volunteer in one of these centers or whatever. If it's homelessness, you know, it'll show you where you can go and get involved. If it's human trafficking, it'll bring up all of those links, whether you're being trafficked or whether you know someone who's being trafficked, that you can go to and you can report that. Or if you want to just volunteer somehow in feeding the homeless or helping fight human trafficking or, you know, whatever the other case may, you know, adopt a child. We have adopt a child programs. We've got clean water initiatives. We got all kinds of things that go on all over the world. And if you want to get involved in your local community, it's that Get Involved button. And if you want to witness to somebody, it's as simple as the click of the button, sending them that thing and encouraging them to get involved in their community in doing something.
And why should our listeners decide on trying to create a profile? Tell us about creating a profile as well.
Oh, yeah. If you go in here, you go click on profile and create a profile. And we've got some neat little things there. Now, what we're doing is we're moving into phase two. So of our, like I said, we just really launched, you know, a couple months ago officially. And we're working out the bugs. But now we're moving into our phase two of development on the site, which is going to beef up all of these features a lot. But right now, if you go in and you create a profile, what you can do is you can track your impact. So there's a little box that says My Impact, and if you share, sign in and share a video, what you can do is then go back and you can see how many people have watched that video, how many people have donated, how many people have gotten involved because of your online witnessing. So you can really kind of track what your effect is online. And like I said, in the next phase, that's really going to expand out and into bigger graphs and charts and things. And so you really kind of be able to really effectively follow how many people that you've affected and that you've touched through your internet evangelism. And really, that's where we need to start looking as Christians, is that we really need to start looking at how we're going to use this medium to really spread the gospel, because we now have the opportunity to touch people all over the world, thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people, with a click of a button. And we really, there's just no excuse now for not evangelizing to the world, for not fulfilling the Great Commission. I mean, we just have that ability at our fingertips now. And so what we're saving trying to do is give people those tools to be able to do that.
Amazing. I love your website, because you can't say this about every website, and that is, you have three things that you offer. You make people aware, you get people involved, and you offer help. And that's if you keep those three things going, you're going to keep changing people's lives, because people need to know the problems are out there. They also need to know that they can be they can help to fix that problem, and they also need to know, if they're in that situation, that there's someone out there that cares about them and wants to help them.
That's what we're here for, Dave.
Amen. Give us your website one more time, my brother.
It's www.savn.tv. That's Salvation Army Vision Network. So S is in Salvation, A, V is in Victory, N, TV, SAVN.tv.
Amen. Brother, we appreciate you being on the air with us. I'll give you a call back in a few minutes after the show to let you know how we're going to do the Skype. God bless you, and
great.
Thank you for being part
All
of
it. All right, thanks, David.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Amen. That was an amazing, amazing interview. I told you he's going to be good. and I knew he was going to be good because he could see the passion in the video that he made, the five-minute video. And you're going to be able to see that on Rev Media TV on MidWatch. You'll see we're going to play the five-minute video during his broadcast. And it was amazing. You can see his heart is in there. Really heartfelt, heartfelt script that he wrote out for them to put together in a great shoot, and it looked nice. It looked nice. You know, I love media, I love film, I love television. So it's an amazing thing. But yes, please get involved. Just go to the site. Let the Spirit of God talk to you. View everything that's happening. If you weren't aware of something, or if you're aware of something and it piques your interest to get a part of it, I urge you to really think about helping, because a lot of times we take the organizations like the Salvation Army, Red Cross, all these other places that are doing so much. We forget about them, and we only remember them when we see the red kettles, and you know, they need ongoing support. Sometimes that ongoing $5, $10, $30 makes the biggest difference you will ever know. God bless you. Thank you again for being a part of our show. Again, that was Mr. Guy Nolan with the Salvation Army talking about SAVN.TV, the Salvation Network that they just put together, Salvation Army Network. We'll see you next time on the MidWatch. God bless you.
The views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this station, this show, or its host.